Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Praise God. Well, it's good to be with you. I haven't been here for several weeks, as I've been here, there and everywhere, all over different places in Europe. But it's great to be together again, isn't it? Listen to a verse from Exodus in the Truth Translation. You haven't got the Truth Translation of Exodus in front of you, so I'll just read it. Therefore, this is the Lord speaking, of course. Therefore, if you now obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be to me a special people that I treasure above all others, even though all the earth is mine. Let me read that again. Therefore, if you now obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be to me a special people that I treasure above all others, even though all the earth is mine. What a wonderful truth to be confronted with, that God's purpose for us is to be a people that he treasures above all others. Most of the promises in Scripture have a condition attached to them. And this has a condition. If you obey my voice, that is, his word and his spirit, and keep my covenant, that is to keep a covenant of love with him and with one another. If we obey his voice and keep that covenant with him and with one another, we will be to God a people, a special people that he treasures above all others. I'm sure there are some people that you treasure above others. You treasure those who love you. You treasure those who have proved faithful to you. And the way in which you treasure others is just a reflection of the way God treasures his people. You know, you hear some people say that God loves everybody in the same way. But of course, that's not biblical at all. He has a special love for those who obey him, and Jesus made that absolutely clear. But Jesus didn't initiate that. It was something that God spoke even to Moses, that he sets apart for himself what in the Scripture is called a holy people. A holy people are those that are set apart by God for his purposes. And he is saying that they to him are a very special people. Why? Because they fulfill his will. They do what he wants. They heed his voice, not just by listening, but by putting into action what he says. He is a covenant God. Now, a covenant begins with something that God says and promises by, he actually takes an oath. He swears by himself because there's no one greater to swear by. God doesn't need to do that because he is always faithful and true to his word. Wasn't it wonderful to see the hunger for God's word and the faith in God's word even before many of those folk had God's word? And how we have the word and perhaps just take it for granted very often. But Jesus came as the word of God that was made flesh. God has chosen us to be a special people. And we're going to have a different kind of a morning this morning. It's going to be like a kind of prophetic action that is preparing the way for what God is going to do at camp and beyond camp in the lives of his people here. Now, we couldn't be a special people unless God had chosen us. You remember that Jesus said to the disciples, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." He didn't just choose them. He said, "And appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." But the whole process began with God's call. And it says in chapter 43 of Isaiah that you were called by name. "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." My dear, would you just come here a moment? You see, God called you by name. What is your name?
Sue.
Sue. God called Sue by name. How long ago was that?
About 35 years ago.
35 years. Actually, it was before the creation of the world.
Yes.
But you heard it 35 years ago. And then God took hold of your hand to lead you through the rest of your life. He set you apart, you see, for himself. And every time you remember that, it just fills you with love for him, doesn't it? And when he called you and set you apart, he said to you, "All your sins are forgiven." I want you just to stand here, just keep facing that way. And I just want you to keep praising God that he called you, that all your sins are forgiven. And you're so grateful for that, that you forgive everybody else whenever they sin against you. That you wouldn't dare hold on to any hurt, any offense, because God has been so merciful to you. So you just go on thanking the Lord for his great and wonderful love that he's expressed in his forgiveness. Of course, God has, every one of us here that's a Christian, God has called us. He's chosen us. Just put your, I do know your name, but tell everybody what your name is.
Dave.
God has called Dave. He's appointed him. Not because of anything he did, but because of what Jesus did for him. And he's been leading Dave. Probably sometimes he's followed him and sometimes he hasn't. And just as Sue needed to know God's forgiveness, so Dave has needed to know God's forgiveness, as you have needed to know God's forgiveness. But the wonderful thing about his forgiveness is that it doesn't matter what we did, we become fully accepted when we're forgiven. Totally, fully accepted. And if God accepts Dave or you when you're fully accepted, who are you not to accept him or anyone who sins? So, Dave, I just want you to stand there and just thank God that you are totally, fully, completely accepted through his blood, through his love. Jesus shed that blood for you. Praise God. But of course, Jesus didn't only forgive us and accept us. Can you just come forward? He called you by name, so tell everybody what your name is.
Alan.
Alan. Alan, Jesus prayed for you before he went to the cross. And he said something extraordinary about you and about all those that he calls to be his disciples. He actually said to the Father, "For their sakes, I consecrate myself, that they may be fully consecrated." Now, to be consecrated is to be dedicated, set apart for God, for his purposes. So the reason why he chose you and called you and forgave your sins and made you acceptable to him is so that your life is fully consecrated. Now, there may have been times in your life when you have consecrated yourself to the Lord, but actually, when Jesus gave his life for you, at that moment, he consecrated you. So the rest of your life belongs to him. It doesn't belong to you to do what you want. It belongs to him to do what he wants. So I want you just to stand next to Dave to thank the Lord that he has consecrated you. And of course, what is true for each of these folks is true for you, if you have been saved. This is the power of the gospel, isn't it? So, why has God called us, saved us, accepted us, forgiven us, consecrated us? Tell everybody what your name is.
Sophie.
This is Sophie. She's been a student. That means you're very, very special to me. But God has called Sophie, and he's forgiven her, accepted her, consecrated her, and says, "Follow me. You are now my disciple." And a disciple is someone who isn't just forgiven, accepted, consecrated, but a disciple is someone who wants to be like Jesus. So God is saying to you, Sophie, and to everybody here, "I've chosen you to be like Jesus." You see, he wants that holy, special people for himself. Well, we couldn't be holy unless we were forgiven. We couldn't be holy unless we were accepted. We couldn't be holy unless we were consecrated, unless we live as disciples, wanting to follow Jesus, wanting to be like Jesus. Isn't it amazing what God has done? Isn't it amazing what is implicit in our call from God? He's done all this in order that we might follow him. Now, Jesus was not bound or restricted by anything, was he? So it says in the scripture, it is for freedom Christ has set us free. Just come here, my dear. What's your name?
Priscilla.
This is Priscilla. God called her by name. And Priscilla, he set you free. Now, that means he not only forgave you, but he set you free from the bondage of sin, so you no longer have to sin. He set you free from everything that would restrict you, everything that would hinder you, everything that would prevent God's best purpose for your life being fulfilled. Now, it isn't that you need to be set free. Perhaps there's things in your life that you pray about and you think, oh, I need to be set free from that. But actually, the truth is he has set you free. And he just wants you to agree with him in what he has already done. You see, he has set each one of these free. He set them free from sin. He set them free from everything that made them unacceptable to God, everything that could not be consecrated to him, everything that is not what it means to be a disciple. Everything that binds, hinders, and restricts us. You are free. I want you just as they're praying about their things, I want you just to keep praising God that you are free. Completely free. Right? There's something that God needs to free you from this morning. That's why I believe he led me to you for this particular thing. Well, let me tell you, he's freed you from that. And you can rejoice and praise God that that's what he's done. Now, you see, some of you are either saying, choose me or don't come anywhere near me. But you see, that's what we're like with the Lord, isn't it? It's nice to be chosen, but Lord, just a minute. Don't go too far. Don't put me in a difficult position. Don't put me in any embarrassing position. I'll just sit here quietly and watch everybody else get embarrassed. But you see, they're not embarrassed. They're meeting with God. They're praying. They're thanking him. So God has set you free. This is a nice one. Oh, choose me. Choose me, sir. Come on, you come. What's your name?
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Behind that call is his love. Now, his love is not slushy, sentimental, emotional, sloppy, gooey. His love is strong. And it never changes. And what he says to you, Lawrence, is my love for you never changes. Never changes. It doesn't matter what situation you're in, my love is always the same. It doesn't matter how many difficulties you face, my love is always the same. It doesn't matter how you feel, my love is always the same. It doesn't matter what happens to you, my love is always the same. It doesn't matter whether you're finding things difficult or easy, my love is always the same. Always reliable, always dependable. I just want you to stand there and thank the Lord for his love, for his great love, for his faithfulness in loving you, that actually it's an everlasting love. There's nothing that you can do to stop God loving you. Isn't that amazing? It doesn't matter what you do to him, he'll still love you. And he'll just wait for you to come back to his best purposes. Praise God. Aren't you all like Lawrence? See that God loves you in just the same way. You see the next one on the list. I thought I'd better get this all in the right order, you see. Here's another good one. Anybody else want a good one? We're going to get somebody volunteering. Let's have you. Yeah. Your name is?
Daniel.
Yeah. Now, do you know the Lord?
Yeah.
You love the Lord?
Yeah.
And he loves you. You know what he's done? He's called you. He's chosen you. He's set you apart for himself. And he knows that you would be totally useless at following him unless he put his spirit in you. So he has put his spirit in you. The spirit of Jesus. You feel weak in yourself, but on the inside of you is the spirit of the living God. He is your life. He is your love. He is your power. He is everything you will ever need. And I just want you to stand here and just praise God that you are filled with His Spirit. And you know, we all get things wrong sometimes. We mess up and we grieve God, but He doesn't take His Spirit away from us, does He? He doesn't punish us like that. He says, no, 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 no. You need my spirit. When you mess up, you need my spirit more than at any other time. Because my spirit will guide you into all the truth. He will bring you back to where you need to be. Hallelujah. Now, this is like the greatest one of all. Come on, let's have a Frenchman here. Because France needs a bit of this. You see, Jesus wants a holy people. And when He sets us apart, it's so that we will be a holy people. He said in the Old Testament, "Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy." Oh, you've got to tell everybody your name.
Pierre.
Pierre. Peter. Pierre. Now, Pierre, you are holy. Not because you have any holiness of your own. I know you well enough to know you don't. This is another student. God puts all the students together to expose their unholiness so that then He can make them holy. But the important thing, Pierre, is that Jesus is your holiness. You don't have any holiness of your own. But you see, He called you, He forgave you, He accepted you, He filled you with His Spirit that He would be your holiness. And that's true for every other person here who knows the Lord. Jesus is their holiness. They're called to live a holy life. But who could live a holy life? I mean, in the natural, we don't even want to live a holy life. But God puts His holiness on the inside of us. So you have His holiness. That's why we've never got any excuse for sin. We've got never any excuse to break covenant with God or with one another. That grieves God so deeply because it offends His holiness. You can't separate His holiness from His glory. And you see, what He has done through the cross is to make us one with Him. You live in Christ, yes? Christ lives in you, and He is the Holy One. That's how He becomes your holiness. Isn't this encouraging? Hallelujah. You come in. Yes, you. You don't have to put your shoes on. We're at home here. Tell everybody your name.
Hazel.
This is Hazel. Called by Jesus. Before the creation of the world, He knew you. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And out of all the peoples in the world, He said, I want Hazel. And he's done all of that for you. He's forgiven you and accepted you and consecrated you and called you to be his disciple. He's set you free and he's anointed you with his Spirit. He's become your holiness. But he is also your victory. You know what that means? There's no failure and defeat for you. Because Jesus always enables you to overcome. So I want you to stand here and thank Jesus that he is your victory. Now, I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but you're not that old when you compare yourself with me. So there are many times ahead where you're going to need to know the victory of God. Mm-hmm. And you see, if you know Jesus is your victory now, it doesn't matter what happens in the future, he will always be your victory then. Mm-hmm. It isn't that you get the victory when you get into a problem, but you know he's your victory before the problems even arise. So when the problems come, you're home and dry, really, mm-hmm. because he is your victory. So I want you to thank him for that. And I want you also, as part of that, to thank him that he is your healing. Mm-hmm. Now, you may not have any particular healing needs or issues at this time, mm-hmm. but even if those issues arise, there's no doubt about the outcome if you know that Jesus is your healing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because, you see, there's nothing imperfect in Jesus. Mm-hmm. There's no need in Jesus. And you are in him and he is in you. So he is your victory. Mm-hmm. He is your healing. That's true for everyone here. You know, the problem for many Christians is they try to get healed. What a nonsense. Fancy trying to get healed when Jesus is your healing and you already have Jesus. If you have Christ in you, then you've got your healing within you. You're not trying to get healed. You're praising and thanking God that you have his healing grace. Fancy trying to get what God's already done. Doesn't seem to make any sense, does it? Hello? So, we've just got a couple more things here because the English cricket team isn't doing very well, so I thought we'd appoint the Roffey 11 today, and we've only got 9 so far. Right. Some of you won't look at me. You know, I'm such a cussed individual sometimes that I'm likely to choose someone who won't look at me. Suddenly everybody looks at me. This is your moment. Tell everybody who you are.
Rachel.
This is Rachel. Now, Rachel, because he is your victory, because he is your healing, he answers your prayer. He makes you a believer who trusts in him, trusts in his word, trusts in his promises. Now, I don't know what kind of a prayer life you have, but I want you to stand here and thank God that he is the answer to all your prayers. Jesus said that you will receive whatever you ask in his name, that whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you believe. So I want you just to thank God. Thank God that you can't pray and not get the answer. And you know what Jesus said about prayer? Is the Father will give you what you ask for. He won't give you something different. You remember that bit about fish and stones? See? No, he'll give you what you ask for, not something different. He won't answer your prayer with a different answer from what you asked for. But what he does say is you must ask with faith. And if you ask with faith, then you get what you ask for. Is that all right? So we got this last one now. It's really where we began. We're going to go full circle with this. And our God chooses us. Tell everyone your name.
Phil.
To be faithful. Because he is faithful. See, he's faithful in doing all these things. He's faithful in forgiving us. He's faithful in accepting us. He's faithful in the way he consecrated himself, that we too may be consecrated. He's faithful in leading us as disciples. He's faithful in setting us free. He's faithful in loving us always, eternally. He's faithful in the way he fills us with his Spirit. He's faithful in everything. He's faithful in answering prayer. And so he calls you, Philip, to be faithful all the days of your life.
Yes.
You see, what does it mean to obey him and to keep his covenant? It means to be faithful to him, faithful to his word, faithful to the leading of his Spirit, and faithful in your love for others. When God puts people together in the body of Christ, they're in covenant relationship. Every now and again we're reminded of that, aren't we? And we talk about the covenant and the covenant we have with one another. That covenant to God is like marriage. It's not to be broken. Even the love for one another within the body of Christ, it's so precious. It's, you know, being one at him with him in covenant, it's being one with one another in covenant. And it's so precious and so important to God. He says, I want you to be faithful. Now, it's easy to be faithful when everything's going well, isn't it? It's a bit more difficult when challenging things happen. When things don't go as we want. But then we've been called to be disciples. And if we're called to be disciples, we're not expecting what we want, but what he wants. Because we can only follow him if we deny ourselves. And who knows, if you deny yourself, you're not going to get what you want, but what he wants. So even when there's challenging times, God is in that, because in all things he's working for our good. It doesn't necessarily mean that he creates the problem, but he's there with you in the problem. And he says, right now, I'm going to teach you to overcome. I have been faithful in overcoming everything for you on the cross, dealing with every negative. So you are now going to prove faithful. You are going to overcome every negative that comes against you. You're going to keep faith with me, and you're going to keep faith with one another. Now, these folks have been praying. I'm just going to go down the line and just ask them to remind us what they've been praying about. Just remind us your name, Sue.
Sue, forgiveness. I'm forgiven and I can forgive all people.
And everybody said?
Amen.
And Dave?
I'm Dave, and thanking God that I've been accepted. Fully accepted.
What an amazing God, isn't he?
Alan,
I've just been praising him for consecrating me, and I totally understand now what his purpose was for me, and that he has truly saved me and forgiven me. And I understand that now.
It's been a good morning.
Looking back, yeah. What I was and who I am now, I totally understand it.
Praise God.
Praise him. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Sophie, I've been thanking God for the privilege to be in relationship with him and to follow Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And your desire is?
Oh, it's grown tenfold.
To be more and more like him.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Thank you.
I'm just thanking Father for his grace, his love, his joy and his peace, and that I can turn to him in all my needs.
Because he has
set me free.
Freed you. That's right, he set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. And everybody says, Amen.
And Lawrence, I've just been thanking the Lord for the fact that he loves me no matter what. He loves everyone no matter what. And his love is eternal no matter what.
Praise God.
Thank you,
it's a good morning, eh?
Yeah. My name's Daniel. I've been thanking the Lord that he put the Spirit in me, and without his love and Spirit in me, I would not be who I am today. And it's thanks to all thanks to what Jesus did on the cross. He's a mighty God. He's so good and so kind always, and he's just so loving. And it doesn't matter what you've done. He's always there, and he's just so caring and loving. And he's just so kind, and I just, thank you, Lord, so much. Thank you, Father.
See, because you have the Spirit in you, you've got a preacher on the inside of you. Hallelujah.
My name is Pierre, and I've been thanking God that you have sanctified me, and because he's living in me, I can live a life of holiness and be holy.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm Hazel. I've just been praying, thanking God that he's my victory and my healer.
Amen. He's not only your healer, but he's your healing.
Healing, yeah.
See, it says he's your Savior and your salvation. Mm-hmm. He's your healer and your healing.
Yeah.
You have him and you have the healer, but you've also got the healing.
I'm Rachel, and I've been thanking God that he answers my prayers. Whatever the circumstance, I can stand in faith and know that he will answer.
Hallelujah. Even, isn't it good going into the future knowing that?
Yes. I'm Phil, and I've just been praising him because he's faithful to me. That enables me to be faithful to him and all those around me by his Spirit.
Praise God.
Amen.
And you're going to be.
Yes.
By his grace.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Let's all stand, shall we? Just want you folks to stay up here for a moment. Come on, let's just go down the line with them. I want you to lift your hands to the Lord and begin to thank God. You are forgiven. Totally, totally forgiven. Hallelujah. He has called you by name. You are his. There may be one or two of you here, three or four perhaps, that have never heard God call you by name. Well, let me tell you, this morning he is calling you by name. That's why you're here. You're not here by mistake. You're not here because you got dragged along by somebody else. You're here because God wanted you to be here. And he wanted you to hear what you've heard. And he's saying, you're not the one who's left out. You're not the one who is not special. I've brought you here today because I want you to understand that you are one of my special people. So wherever you are, I want you, just like everybody else, lift your hands and begin to thank the Lord that he's forgiven your sins completely. You remember it says in the scripture that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, he is faithful to what? He's faithful to his covenant. You see, even if people break covenant, he never breaks covenant. And it was his covenant promise that he gave when he was looking forward to the new covenant that Jesus would establish. Part of that covenant promise is, I will remember their sins no more. So just thank God that he remembers your sins no more. If you were to confess sin today that he's already forgiven, God wouldn't know what you were talking about. He says, I don't know what you're talking about, because I remember your sins no more once they're forgiven. So just thank God he remembers your sins no more. Just join with Dave in thanking God now that you are fully, totally accepted, not of yourself, but in the Beloved. Oh, it's not counseling you need. It's just faith to know that you are 100% accepted by Jesus, accepted in the Beloved. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you. And you're consecrated. Jesus consecrated you. You didn't consecrate yourself. He consecrated you. He dedicated you. He made you holy. He says, I've set you apart. I've consecrated your life for my purposes. Come on, lift your hands and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Lord, I'm dedicated. I'm consecrated to your purposes. Hallelujah. And so thank him that he's called you to be his disciple, that you're a follower of Jesus. And there's no turning back, like the old gospel chorus says. I've decided to follow Jesus, and there's no turning back. Hallelujah. He has got his plan and his purpose for my life, and he is going to ensure that that purpose is fulfilled. He has set me free. Come on, join with his sister in just praising God that he has set you free from everything that would ever hinder his purpose in your life. You are free because Jesus Christ has set you free and he's called you to be free. So just agree with him now, that freedom that you have. Just join with Lawrence in thanking God that you are totally, wonderfully, perfectly, eternally loved by God. That it doesn't matter what the situation, what the circumstances, even what your performance, his love for you never changes. That nothing in the whole of creation can separate you from the love of God. Nothing, 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 nothing can separate you from the love of God. Oh, he wants you to know how long and high and broad and deep is that love, which passes all understanding. Hallelujah. Thank him that he's filled you with the Spirit. Come on, that he's put his Spirit on the inside of you. He's put that holiness on the inside of you, that love on the inside of you, his life, that fullness of his life on the inside of you, that you're not alone, you're not battling and struggling through life in your own strength, but you are filled with the Spirit of God, you're filled with the presence of God, you're filled with the might of God. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, Jesus. We bless you. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful God you are. And there's Pierre. I forget what Pierre was. Oh, yes, Pierre is the holiness. Come on, thank God. Thank God for the holiness. Oh, Lord, 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 you are my holiness. I don't have to try to construct a holiness of my own. You've called me to be one of your holy children, and you have become my holiness. So that as I trust in you, I can live the holy life to which you've called me. I can live as one who is set apart for your purposes. Hallelujah. Come on, let's agree with Hazel that he is your victory. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, agree that he is your healer. He is your salvation. He is your healing. Hallelujah. I have your healing because I have you, Jesus. I've got you on the inside of me. I've got your healing on the inside of me. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you not only forgave me, but you healed me when you went to the cross. And I praise you, Lord. Oh, come on. Just agree now that God has made you a man. A woman of prayer. And that he will honor the promises of prayer in your life. Oh, rasata pakara zata pakala zitaba. Baparazataparam. Oh, yes. Whatever you ask in prayer, he will do if you believe. Hallelujah. And just agree with Phil now that he is faithful. He is faithful to his word. He's faithful to his promises. He's faithful to you. Even if there's times when you're not faithful, he will never be unfaithful. He will always remain faithful to you. Great is your faithfulness. Oh, God, our Father. Come on, just lift your hands and praise him for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. 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 Now, there's one more prophetic thing we need to do. I want all you guys here in the front to turn around and face the people. And I want all of you to turn around and face the exit. You see, what we've been focusing on is all that we are out of our unity with Christ. Jesus is all this to us. And then he says, now, don't long for the world, but look at the world and see the needs of the people who don't know my love, who don't know my forgiveness, who don't know my acceptance. And he's saying, I have called you, I have chosen you, I have made you mine, and now I send you. I call you, I draw you close to myself, but so that you will be more effective as I send you. And you see, you're going to take all of this. You're going to take his forgiveness. You're going to take his acceptance, his consecration. You're going to take his freedom and his love, his spirit, his power, his healing, his salvation, his victory. And see the lives of many other people touched. Just want you to pray right now, Lord, just use me more effectively than ever in the past to touch the lives of other people with your truth. I ask you, Lord, to give me opportunities even to put people right in front of me that need you, that are ready to accept you, ready for you to break into their lives with your love and your life and your power. People who need to be healed, people who need to be set free, people that have been in bondage, but they're going to come to know you. And I thank you, Lord. Now, just before we finish, just stay facing out as you are for the moment. This morning has been a revival message. This is what revival is all about. Living as the people God has called us to be in the truth of what he has done for us so that we will be effective in seeing the world saved. We don't want any romantic ideas about revival. We can only be a people of revival if we're living in the truth, ever thankful, all these 11 things. What a team, you know. And see, all these 11 things are on the inside of you. Because Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Now, if you'd all turn and face the front, except for you guys in the front, you just stay as you are and face the people for a moment. Now, just take hold of each other's hands, will you? Everybody. Because we're in this covenant with God. And we're in this covenant with one another. You know, the scripture at a threefold strand is difficult to break. Well, we don't have a threefold strand here. We've got a 3, 4, 500-fold strand. Amen? So how strong is that? I mean, that's rope. That's strong rope. You can park a ship with that, or whatever you do with a ship, with a rope like that. You know, a great big liner. Praise God. So let's just pray, thank God for one another. Thank you, Lord, for the love and the unity that we have in the body of Christ. Thank you that when you called us and set us apart, you put us in the body. Thank you that as you led us here to Kingdom Faith, you put us in the covenant that you have made with us as a people. That we're in covenant with you and in covenant with one another. And we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the praise, and we bless you, Lord, we praise you, we exalt you. We thank you for one another, for those we know and love, and even those we don't know, those that perhaps we will come to know in the future and come to appreciate. Lord, we even thank you for those that we don't know how to get on with. But we thank you that they have a part in your purpose or they wouldn't be here. So we praise you for them and we thank you for them. Thank you that you have called them and chosen them and consecrated them and filled them with your Spirit just as you have with me. And I give you all the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just praise him. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.